Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our team really went down there was focused on themselves in terms of, yes, respecting the opponent for sure, really good opponent, yet also really focusing in on the things we could control and improving our game. And that was led by Josh and his leadership, of course. And I thought all three phases really factored into the win and played really just good, sound, physical football. So those are things we can look to build on as we move forward here.
There's Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the balance on all three phases of the game. I don't know. The special teams kind of left a little bit to be desired, mainly due to the kickoff. Through 2 weeks, you give up one kickoff return. I'm going to be a little upset. Selfish of me, I understand, but I'm going to be a little upset. Especially because that Arizona game looks a bit better after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not great, because I think that was more Arizona going like, all right, we simply did not get the ball enough to Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, and did you see his quote too? His quote was, yeah, there were four times I was targeted. I didn't catch it, so gotta figure that out.
And I'm pretty sure that was Kyler's four incompletions.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, chill out. It's okay. Like, you did great. You had two touchdowns. Like,
nope, I need my wide receivers to be slightly unhinged.
No, I'm here for it, but it's like, man.
That man saw four incompletions and went, nope. Cannot have that ever again. I need that in my wide receivers.
I mean, you've heard what his dad says is like, there's the one thing that I wish he had from my game was complaining, like being a diva and complaining for the ball. If I don't get the ball, I know that's kind of weird. Like,
no, I get it. Because we'll all complain about it, but every wide receiver kind of should be. The alpha diva. They should. That guy that has like it's the same with cornerbacks. You want a dude that almost has like unnatural and uncomfortable confidence in themselves.
You know what though? There's a way to do that, right? Like there's a way to be the diva and the I want the ball guy.
Yeah.
And it's on the field.
Yeah.
Not off the field.
That's where
in my opinion,
I'm going to upset people. I think that's where Stephon Diggs kind of nailed it for most of his Bills career. He had moments on the field where like he was complaining and the cameras caught it, but off the field, outside of his every now and then super vague comments that you were like, "Can you just give a straight answer, please and thank you?" and he wouldn't. He was perfect. Very rarely any problems. I mean, the problems kind of started when McDermott sort of stepped in it a little bit right before OTAs, and then even before that, there were some, you know, again, the vague comments by Diggs. But outside of that, that's sort of like the alpha number one receiver you sort of want. Keon Coleman sort of has the unhinged personality as well, where just all of a sudden he'll go from making a joke to like completely straight-faced. Mm-hmm. And like you're like, I have no idea if he's joking or not. This is really scary. Like you kind of need that a little bit.
Right. Yeah, you just need the... You never know what you're going to get. You need the Forrest Gump. Life's like a box of chocolates.
Matt Collins, who gives like life advice on Instagram every day. And it's good.
I follow him now. And he every once in a while, I'll pop up, hey, Max Maintenance Challenge here. And I'm like, this is great. He's teaching me how to... I don't even know. I think one of them was
like cleaning out pipes like in your sinks. Yeah. And it was like perfect. And it's just like...
There was another one where he's like,
so this
make
guy
sure
that
to
doesn't
wash
wear
out.
Shoes and pours M&Ms in water. Okay.
Yeah, there's another one where it's like, make sure to clean out your garbage cans like once a month. And I'm like,
he's right.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that? Like, I don't know. It's just it's. I like the personalities they have, but because they're able to be personalities, but also be, you know, serious and ready to go.
Yep, 803-0550 is the number to call. How legit do you think the Bills' 2-0 start is to start this year? Let's go back to the phones. We've got John on the line. John, welcome to WGR. How are we doing today?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. If I do bet a little bit, but I'm not a gambler. I think on paper we should beat Jacksonville, which is why I'm worried about the game.
Totally with you.
The Bills always play down to their opponents. Lamar Jackson scares the hell out of me. I think away, I think that's probably a loss. So if they go 1-1 in the next two games, I'll be all right with that. So the other thing I wanted to comment on and why I really called is the Elam issue, if you call it that. I think it would be a mistake at this point to even consider letting him go. I would re-sign him for his fifth year unless they can find somebody with similar experience that they think is better that could fit in. And here's why. I call it the hunger factor. Having him on the squad and knowing that he feels like he is capable of being a starter but can't break in is going to make him a hungrier player. All right? The other part of it is, too, is unless you – it's like buying a house. Unless you know you have something to replace the house you're selling, don't sell the one you're in, mm-hmm. all right, until you know you have another house. So I just think it would be a mistake to even consider getting rid of him right now, unless they can find somebody that they think can fill the bill better and has similar playing experience. You just can't take some guy that doesn't, you know, is on the practice squad on another team and slip him in there and think he's going to immediately be an impact player. And I just think keeping Elam would be a smarter choice at this point. So that's my thoughts.
Yeah, John, thanks for the call. The Elam conversation is interesting in the sense that going into this year, it has honestly felt like they are giving him a new lease on life. Like, just turn the page. Those first 2 years didn't happen. You and the secondary coach didn't seem to see eye to eye. You are still the first round pick. Let's do everything we can to see if this works. He's not on the field, though. Ultimately, against Miami, he plays 8% of the defensive snaps. He plays 6 of them. I don't have what he played for week one, but that's not great. I think he's doing a lot more on special teams, and then it really doesn't help his case when Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford look to be one of the best cornerback duos in the league. And they're doing that, you know, for most of against Miami without Taron Johnson. Most of Arizona and all of Miami, they're doing that without Taron Johnson. They look incredible. Cam Lewis also himself looks very, very good filling in on that nickel corner role. I want to believe in Elam because he is a first round pick, right, Josh? Like you want that guy.
Oh, yeah,
to work.
For sure, because you don't want that investment to just go away.
But then in the same draft, you got Benford in the 6th round. And he's part of what I'm talking about is this really good cornerback duo. He's the other part of it. You got Rasul Douglas in a trade. It feels like Elam, and to pick up the 5th-year option, that's a lot of money that you're going to have to give to a guy that, like I said, I mean, through at least in week two, he played 6 snaps, 8% of the defensive snaps.
And I get it. As you said before, it's only week two, but at the same time, with Elam's history.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah,
there's no way to guess or speculate which way this is going to go, because there's been moments where Elam's flashed.
His rookie year, I thought he was very, very good.
Yeah, but it's just, I think that injury maybe set him back along with whatever was going on with the coaching that hopefully isn't there now. But I don't know. It's a little too early to tell, but it's also very, it's early to tell on both sides. Mm-hmm. Right, like it's too early to tell if you want to move on or if you want to keep him around.
Yeah,
right, that's the hard part. Is I don't think we're going to know that until week 10. I feel like
You're going to have to get through most of this year, and even then, it's just, I mean, ugh. And then week 1, Elam didn't get any snaps on the defense.
Yeah, and two also.
So even the Miami thing, you can probably argue all those came like Cole Bishop snaps did, which is the game is over. All of our starters are out here, all the backups. And
to be fair, in the few snaps Cole Bishop got, he made some good plays.
He made a very good play in the end zone, absolutely. Yeah.
And granted, they're, you know, end of the game, garbage time-esque snaps. But
I'll
like,
take it.
Yeah.
Good reps.
You're right. But it's to the point with Elam where you don't want to give him a big contract based off 1 year, but you also don't want to move on from something potentially good. Because, again, it's a first-round pick.
I think there's a lot of hope there, but here, perfect example. I mean, it's in the news now. Speaking of first round picks, but first overall pick,
Bryce Young,
Carolina has just cut the cord. He's going to start again probably this year. They're going to be bad enough where it's like we'll throw Bryce Young in there. For all intents and purposes, the Bryce Young era in Carolina, to me at least, is over. I know Dan Orlovsky said it on their pregame show yesterday. Carolina should, as quickly as possible, trade him for, you know, not quoting him, but that's effectively what he said was trade him. It's done. That's where I'm at. I'm not saying the Bills should think about trading Elam. They do need depth. They've already had a number of injuries in the second or in on the defense. So I'd keep.
Yeah, so you always want to keep him around, but
I am also somebody. I'm not willing to spend 4 or 5 years waiting for a guy to develop. And maybe that's not fair to Elam, because again, maybe he just did not click with a coach for 2 years. But I, sticking with quarterbacks, the Giants, Daniel Jones. Bryce Young gets 18 starts, and they're like, yeah, we're done. We're done. And part of that could probably be Carolina being fire happy. David Tepper, I get it. But it probably was also a good decision where we're on like almost 70 starts for Daniel Jones.
62. Well, 62 games.
62 games. And they are still trugging along.
62 games, 61 starts in 6 years. He has a record of 22-38-1 with just under 1,300 yards passing. 64 touchdowns, 42 interceptions.
He ain't good.
No.
He's not good.
No.
And so that's the thing. And a lot of any success came in his first year with Brian Daboll. But you're seeing coaching staffs are going to go down with that ship. Where Dave Canales.
He's also been sacked 185 times.
Oh, boy. That's a sack.
6 times this season.
Already?
In 2 weeks, he's been sacked 6 times.
That's Sam Howell numbers from last year right there. But I think there is also a healthy conversation of it's okay to admit a first or a second or a third round pick is missed and move on. I mean, again, ultimately, he played no snaps in week 1 and then 6 snaps in week 2. Those 6 snaps, not knowing for sure, but thinking likely, came at the end of the game when they had backups in. Guys like Cole Bishop getting his first snaps of his career. You know, guys like Jamarcus Ingram are getting playing time over him.
Well, to be fair, Jamarcus Ingram had a great game.
I know, but that's my saying. Is like
undrafted guys coming in. I'm sorry.
And
I thought you
plays
meant
and Elam can't get on the field.
I understand now. My bad. I misunderstood what you were going.
Don't necessarily want to take it as a slight to Ingram, but it's just more.
No,
it's another late round or even undrafted guy coming in and doing significantly better than Elam. And to be fair, they both
came in at the same time.
Yeah, and
Ingram's in his third year.
And I will say this again. I think he had really good moments in his rookie year. That was then frustrating in year two, where in training camp he was just not making any ground, to the point where he was like the third, fourth cornerback on the depth chart, and you're sitting there going, what happened to this first round pick? The guy that was taking notes, the guy that McDermott looked like you'll love at first sight kind of deal. It was just, it was all gone, and it was very, very weird. Sad situation. You've mentioned he also dealt with injuries, but he also was inactive a lot last year. You know, it was a bit of both, of just it was not working at all. I don't think they're going to move on from him this year. I also, though, wouldn't be surprised if at the trade deadline they moved him and a pick for a bigger move, especially if they're winning, which so far this year they look pretty darn good. To the caller's other points, though, because he did mention the two games, Jacksonville and Baltimore. I'm with you. Bills are 5.5-point favorites at home against Jacksonville. They look like a terrible team, and the Bills have literally never in my life played well against the Jaguars. I have seen the Blake Bortles playoff game. I have seen the Urban Meyer game, and I saw last year's London game. None of them give me any sort of confidence going forward with that game. But also, they should win it. They should. They look like the better team. The vibes are way better there. Again, we're two games in for the Jags this year, but they've also lost seven straight going back to last year. They look awful. They don't look good by any means. They played a bad game against Miami, and Miami was able to come back and win it, even though Jags really should have had that game pretty much in the bag. And then they just never looked right in week two. It never looked good going forward. And then Baltimore, Lamar Jackson scares me until he plays the Bills. He has not had a great time against Buffalo in his career.
I think every game, I don't know if every game he's lost, but I know he doesn't have a great record against the Bills.
His
statistically,
2019 year, he did win it, but it came down to the last drive.
Right,
it's an Allen throw to John Brown that's a little errant, but
I remember. I mean, obviously the Taron Johnson pick six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that right there in the playoffs. And then last or 2 years ago, you were at the game. The Bills were losing 20-3. And come back and win it.
Yeah.
Like, no problem.
It was a rain game. Don't get me wrong. Allen's stats also did not look that great.
Yeah.
But up to this point, he has not had a truly dominant game. Mm-hmm. Up to this point, in terms of regular season, he has a passer rating of 79.2, 313 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, and 3 picks.
Against the Bills.
This is against the Bills. Okay. And then, of course, the playoff game as well, which is the famous pick six to Taron Johnson.
Yep.
Ultimately, a very low-scoring game. But he has not been the, oh my God, we are playing, you know, a superhero against the Bills, and the defense has been firing on all cylinders. I'm actually very excited for that game in Baltimore. I think it's going to be Monday Night Football as well, or Sunday Night Football. It's another primetime game. I'm excited for that one. That one should be great, but get me through.
That's Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, but get me through the Jacksonville game, because I hate when they play the Jaguars. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get back to your calls after a quick timeout, and do stay tuned. It's at 11 o'clock. Paul Hamilton will join to talk the Peyton Krebs extension, which got announced today. 2 years, $1.45 million per year. And also, the Sabres Prospects Challenge ended last night, and Yuri Kulik had himself a tournament. We'll talk all that at 11 with Paul. But your call's up next. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.